Good evening and welcome to the planning and development portion of our meeting. It is July 11th. We have a full board here present tonight along with our two youth in governance. We'll go into our first public hearing, which is number 4, on proposed comprehensive plan amendment, William G. Hoffman, 30725 114th Street, P.O. Box 457, Wilmot, Wisconsin, 53192. Owner requests an amendment to the adopted land use plan map for Kenosha County, 2035. Map 65 of the comprehensive plan from commercial to medium density residential on tax parcel number 67-4-120-303-0895, located in southwest one quarter of section 30, town of Salem, for informational purposes. This is the south side of 114th Street, approximately 0.1 miles east of 308th Avenue. Mr. Hoffman, could you please come up to the front table? Please state your name and address for the record and tell us why you're here.
William Hoffman, 3725 114th Street. I'm here to request a comprehensive amendment.
Thank you. Do we have anyone to speak in favor of this petition? Would you like to come forward, too?
I'm Carrie Hoffman.
Could you just speak into the microphone? Your name and address, please.
Carrie Hoffman, 307-514-3.
And you are in favor of this petition?
Yes.
Thank you. Anyone to speak against this petition? Anyone against? Andy, could you tell us when this was published?
This item was published as a Class 1 notice on June 1st, 2012 to fulfill the requirements of state statutes.
Thank you. Does the committee have any questions regarding this petition? Okay, again, this is a comprehensive plan amendment. Do I have a motion?
I move.
Oh, from the town?
The town of Salem acted on this request at their town board meeting on July 9th, 2012. The request was approved.
Thank you. Supervisor Skolinski, did you move that?
Yeah, I'd want to move this motion.
Second. Thank you. I have a first by Supervisor Skolinski and a second by Supervisor Decker. Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. The motion to pass the comprehensive plan amendment has been approved. No. Number committee, we are going to do a roll call vote on this. Youth and Governance? Bianca? Colin?
Aye.
Supervisor Underhill?
Aye.
Supervisor Decker?
Aye.
Supervisor Dodge?
Aye.
Supervisor Skolinski?
Aye.
And the chair votes aye. Thank you. Number 5, William G. Hoffman, 30725 114th Street, P.O. Box 457, Wilmot, Wisconsin, 53192. Owner requests a rezoning from B2 Community Business District to R4 Urban Single Family Residential District on tax parcel number 67-4-120-303-0895, located on the southwest one quarter of section 30, town of Salem. This is on the south side of 114th Street, approximately 0.1 miles east of 308th Avenue. And could you tell us why you're here for this one?
I'm here to request a zoning change from B2 commercial to R4 residential.
Thank you.
Does he have to go into detail?
Bill, could you explain why you want this rezoned?
Several reasons. I want to do some repairs to the foundation and also build a separate addition on the south side of the house.
Thank you.
Okay, I can just add for the record that under the current zoning, that would not be permissible because it is a residence, so it's considered an existing non-conforming use. And so you were going for the comprehensive plan change, which just passed, that would allow for the rezone change so that you can have the residential zoning to do what you just said. So with that, I wanted to note for the record that this item was published in the Kenosha News as a Class 2 notice on June 28, 2012, and July 3, 2012.
Thank you, Abby. Do I hear the town? From the town?
From the town. The town met on this item also on July 9, 2012, and the motion passed unanimously.
Do I have any questions from the committee? Anyone to speak in favor? Anyone in favor? Anyone against? Anyone against?
I make a motion to approve the rezoning from B2 to R4.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Skolitsky. Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
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 Chair votes aye. The rezoning is approved. Thank you.
Thank you.
Number six, hearing. This is a public hearing on proposed comprehensive plan amendment, Everett and Mary Myers, River Cobalt Trust, 13215 7th Street, Union Grove, Wisconsin, 53182-9417. Owner requests an amendment to the adopted land use plan map for Kenosha County, 2035, map 65 of the comprehensive plan, from farmland protection to suburban density residential on part of tax parcel number 45-4-221-121-0200, located in the northeast and northwest one quarter of section 12, town of Paris. Informational purposes, this is the south side of County Trunk Highway A, 7th Street, approximately a quarter mile east of the intersection with County Trunk Highway MB 136th Avenue. Is there anyone here, Mr. and Mrs. Myers? Could you please come forward?
I thought this was the first one. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Good evening. Could you please state your name and address for the record and tell us why you're here?
Everett Myers, 13215 7th Street, Union Grove, Wisconsin. I'm here. I want to separate our house off from the rest of the farm as we're in the process of selling the farm. Unfortunately, it's until that time, but glad for the future.
Thank you. Annie, could you tell us when this one was published?
This item was published as a Class 1 notice on June 1st, 2012 to fulfill state statute requirements.
Thank you. Anyone to speak in favor of this petition? Please come forward and state your name and address.
Mary Myers, 13215 7th Street.
Thank you. And you're in favor of this?
Yes.
Thank you. Anyone to speak against this petition? Anyone against? From the town?
The town of Paris met on this item on June 26, 2012, and the item was passed.
Thank you. Does the committee have any questions?
I make a motion to approve the rezoning from A1 to C2.
Second.
And R2, sorry.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker. Supervisor Skolitsky, do you agree with the last part of her motion?
Yes.
Thank you. Youth and Governance? This is the
comp plan change, so it's not the R2.
Oh, this is just the comp
plan. Oh, I'm sorry. I make a motion to approve the comp plan change.
Second.
I'll second that also.
Thank you, Supervisor Skolinski. I have a first by Supervisor Decker, second by Supervisor Skolinski. This will be a roll call vote. Youth and Governance, Bianca?
Aye.
Collins?
Aye.
Supervisor Underhill?
Aye.
Supervisor Decker?
Aye.
Supervisor Dodge?
Aye.
Supervisor Skolinski?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Your comp plan change has been approved. Number seven, Everett and Mary Myers, 13215 7th Street, Union Grove, Wisconsin, 53182-9417, owner, requests a rezoning from A1 Agricultural Preservation District and C2 Upland Resource Conservancy District to A1 Agricultural Preservation District, C2 Upland Resource Conservancy District, and R2 Suburban Single Family Residential District on tax parcel number 45-4-221-121-0200, located in northeast and northwest one quarter of Section 12, Town of Paris. This is on the south side of County Trunk Highway A, 7th Street, approximately one quarter mile east of the intersection of County Trunk Highway MB 136th Avenue. Mr. Myers, could you please tell us why you are asking for this request?
Well, the process of selling the farm. I want to keep the house for myself. And it's always been pasture land or woodland, and it's not been farmed in my lifetime. You know, cropped in my lifetime, I should say. Usually it's pasture. And that it's a good place for the house and separating it out. It doesn't interfere with any farmland. So.
Okay, thank you. From the town?
First, this item was published on June 28th, 2012, and July 3rd, 2012. Just want to reiterate what Mr. Myers was saying is that for the town of Paris, they are in favor only of those areas to create land divisions where the land is not prime agricultural land, land that's maybe forested or has not been in production. And that's why you're indicating that this has not been. Plus, this farm has two residences on them currently, and this will separate them. And I think our understanding is that the other residents, if you choose not to replace the septic system, then the residents would be raised.
Yeah, we're in the process of getting some bids on it now, but we've got a couple of people that are supposed to be giving us bids. I've already contacted with Balisteri Environmental to do the asbestos check. I have not heard back from them yet.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And for the committee, just so that you know, at this item, the land division will coming up in the certified survey section of the meeting tonight. In regards to the town, and town met on this item also on June 26, 2012, and the rezone request was approved.
Thank you, Andy. Any questions from the committee? Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in favor? Anyone against this petition? Anyone against?
I make a motion to approve the rezoning from A1 to C2 and R2.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Underhill. Committee, Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
Committee, how do you vote?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Chair votes aye. Your rezoning has been approved. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Number eight, the Town of Salem, P.O. Box 443, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168, owner, Craig McGrew, 3609 Driftwood Drive North, number 201, Lafayette, Indiana, 47905, agent, requesting a conditional use permit to allow placement of cellular and digital communication facility on an existing municipal water tower on the I-1 Institutional District. On tax parcel number 66-4-120-274-0121, located in the southwest and southeast one quarter of Section 27, Town of Salem. This is on the northwest corner of Wilmot Road and 245th Court. Mr. Casey, are you the one representing?
I will.
Okay. Oh, are you? Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record and tell us why you're here.
Patrick Casey, Town Administrator for Salem, 9814 Antioch Road, Salem, Wisconsin. Record approved. I have a special
Thank you, Craig. And why are you here tonight? Can you speak into the microphone, please? Thank you. Does the committee have any questions on this one?
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I'm sorry.
Are you with the town or are you with AT&T?
I'm representing AT&T.
Okay. There was a question that had come up, and it has to do with there's both a ring at the top, not so much down lower, and I believe that you're going to be positioning antennas in both, or is it just at the top?
Just at the top.
Is there anything in plan, or does the town have any kind of conditional use with regards to either any reinforcement at that top ring? Obviously, I'm not climbing up there to see, but we just want to make sure that something didn't come down.
It shows in the diagram there. It's necessary to reinforce the railing that's up there now. Contract on the drives, there's a reinforcement for the antennas themselves.
Okay, and that is part of the plan?
Yes.
Installation.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions from the committee? Andy?
This item was posted as a Class 2 notice on June 28, 2012, and July 3, 2012. And this is a conditional use permit with the conditions. Have you had a chance to read those and sign them?
I haven't signed them.
Are you in agreement
are you okay
with them?
With them?
In agreement with them to sign them this evening? Okay. And also for the record, the town of Salem met on this, their town board met on July 9th, 2012. Item passed unanimously.
Thank you. Committee? Is there anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in favor? Anyone against this petition? Anyone against?
Okay. I make a motion to approve the conditional use permit. With the conditions stated here.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Skalitsky. Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Your CEP is approved. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Craig, don't forget that you need to sign the conditions before you leave. Number nine is the review and possible approval of resolution, a request to approve the appointment of Katie Corgan to serve on the Kenosha County Board of Adjustments.
Planning and Development would recommend approval. Kay Gergen has served as the chairman of the Board of Adjustments for the last several years. She is up for reapproval of her appointment. She does serve a five-year commitment, and I believe this will be her third commitment, and so we would recommend approval.
Thank you, Andy. Does the committee have any questions?
Where is she?
Supervisor Underhill would like to know where she is. Usually they come forward and they introduce themselves to the committee.
Staff done them, and by, I guess we have set part of the process this time.
Okay.
Yeah, we have not had the last several come before the committee. They could. They just haven't.
We should probably start doing that.
And we could do that.
Okay. Do we happen to know what her attendance rate is? Only
they
because we do know?
We asked that yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
Correct. I believe that, for the record, her attendance is high. She, majority of the meetings, way more than majority of the meetings.
She has had like 52 of 60 meetings.
There you go.
52 of 60. Thank you, April. I only ask the question because it always comes up on the board floor what the attendance record was. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Move to approve.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Dodge and a second by Supervisor Decker. Youth and Governance, how do you vote? Committee?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. She has been reappointed. Review and possible approval of revised land use fee schedule.
Yes, we're asking, the planning development is asking the committee to be able to add an item to the fee schedule. This item is for performing a letter of map amendment out as shown. As you know, recently the county has approved the new FEMA maps that became effective June 19th of this year, and all the residents in the county that have floodplain on their property will be receiving letters from their lending institution for them to prove back to them if they are in or not in the floodplain, and then if they would need to obtain flood insurance or not. And there is a process. One of the two processes is a letter of map amendment out as shown. If it's very clear that the residence is not in the floodplain, and our office has reviewed the process and has decided to offer a service to the public that if they so choose, that our office would perform the duties and put together the packet that needs to be sent to FEMA, putting together the maps, and also having the petitioner sign off on a waiver that the county is not liable, that all we are doing is just performing the task of assembling the information and sending it to FEMA, and that the owner would sign that. And if they choose to do that, the county would charge a $50 fee. If they choose not to, they can certainly do it on their own. And all the information is available on our website if they do choose to do it on their own.
Thank you, Andy. Does the committee have any other questions regarding this fee?
I move to approve the updated fee schedule.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Skolitsky and a second by Supervisor Underhill. Youth and Governance, how do you vote? Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. The new fee schedule is approved. Number 11, we have one certified survey map.
One certified survey map, Everett and Mary Myers, revocable trust owner, Everett Myers agent. This is in regards to the item that was previously heard tonight, the comp plan change in the rezoning in the town of Paris. We would recommend approval subject to the conditions stated.
Supervisors, do you have any questions?
And what was this one again? Isn't this the one that we just voted on? Or is this something different?
Yeah, the items.
Or 11, you're in, sorry.
6 and 7 were the items that were referring to this land division.
Certified survey map.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Underhill. Youth and Governance.
Aye.
Committee.
Aye.
Aye.
Yeah.
No, I didn't say that. Aye. No, there's
conditions.
Oh.
Could I have a friendly amendment?
Yes, let's see. Friendly amendment to accept the certified survey map with the conditions.
Does the second agree to that?
Yep.
Thank you. Youth and Governance? Committee, how do you vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. The CSM has been approved with conditions. Number 12, approval of the minutes.
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Skolitsky. I'm sorry.
I'll speak up.
Thank you. Any questions on those minutes? Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Minutes are approved. Citizen comments?
You're sleeping.
Just so that I'll do that. Any other business allowed by law? This is just to let everyone know that Ben Peoplecorn, who works for Planning and Development, will be handling the meeting next month as Andy will be on vacation. So that's why he's here. I know.
He was sneaking up there.
Please take that off the recording.
If you got any more excited, you might explode.
Do we have any other business to let by law? Anything in?
I have nothing more to add. I guess just for your information, is that the next meeting there is one item.
Just one?
One item, and that's going to be a preliminary condominium plat.
Okay, thank you.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Underhill to adjourn and a second by Supervisor Skolitsky, Youth and Governance.
Aye.
Ready?
Aye.
No.
Aye.
Chair votes aye.
It is so much fun. I hate to just have to leave.